We zijn in Essex in Colchester. We doen met Steven een rondleiding door het museum. En natuurlijk komt dan ook ter sprake dat het heel oud is, uit de tijd van de Romeinen stamt. En dat het nu eigenlijk een museum geworden is. Een kasteel van de Noormannen dat hier nog staat en dat dienst doet als museum. Heel interactief. In andere uitzendingen gaan we daar ook even naartoe, samen met Steven. Maar er is ook een connectie met de Tweede Wereldoorlog.
Well, we are now here in the foundations of the castle, and during the Second World War, the castle luckily wasn't hit by any bombs. In fact, Colchester was quite fortunate that it didn't actually get bombed much at all. So a few bombs did hit a small industrial area down at what we call St. Bottles Circus, but luckily the castle did survive. A gentleman called Eric Rudsdale used to be the warden of Colchester Castle during the Second World War, and he would sleep here at night, and he looked after, he was an air raid warden, so he would watch all the planes going backwards and forwards over the east coast to bomb over towards Germany and backwards over towards London, and he would keep an eye out. And one night, apparently they found a rather suspicious character hanging around in the castle park. They decided to march him into the castle museum. They actually marched him down into the foundations to cross-examine him. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to give a proper account of himself, so his boots were removed. The army reserve unit were called in, and a big fuss ensued. Unfortunately, what they didn't realise, that I think he was French-Canadian. So he wasn't, of course, they wouldn't have been able to understand him at all. But he was a friendly sergeant, apparently, so I believe this is the story from my memory, if my memory serves me correct. But yeah, he was a real character. And Eric Rudsdale's diaries can actually be accessed online. They're a fascinating read. If anyone wants to find out about the history of Colchester during the Second World War, Eric J. Rudsdale is now part of a blog, which can be accessed online.